The causes of conflicts between refugees from South Sudan and host communities at Bidibidi Refugee Settlement in Yumbe District are associated with land, firewood collection and food rations. This is according to a research conducted by Irene Dawa, a PhD student whose aim was to understand the drivers and dynamics of conflicts in the settlements. However, a number of radio stations in Arua District, with financial support from non-government organizations, are providing platforms to ensure peaceful coexistence among refugees and host communities in West Nile. The station manager, Radio Purchase FM, Gaetano Apamak, says they have been organizing community dialogues in the refugee settlement areas as a way of resolving such disputes.
As a radio interventions have been mainly through community dialogues, and these dialogues have been with some partnerships that we have had with the different organizations. For example, up to now we are still having a partnership with a local NGO, Rice West Nile. That is the Rural Initiative for Community Empowerment in West Nile, in which we are actually promoting peaceful coexistence. We are talking about the refugee and host community challenges. And then we bring on board the particular implementing partners so that it is a platform where the refugees host community interface with the implementing partners on the different challenges.
Radio Purchase is not alone. There are also other stations doing more or less the same activities to ensure peaceful coexistence between refugees and host communities. According to the program's manager of Arua 1 FM, Boniface Toko, they have special programs that focus on issues related to refugees and host communities.
We've created two segments on our radio. One is called Hope Alive, and in this Hope Alive, we go into the communities or to the settlements. We record the refugees who are here or the host communities, and how we record them is by identifying issues. We try and talk to both sides and then see how we can harmonize as a radio, and then also talking to experts who can advise them on how to coexist. And at the end of the day, the feedback is always awesome. They do realize actually at this point we were wrong, or at this point it was the host communities who were wrong.
By June 2018, Uganda had over 1 million refugees, making it the third largest refugee hosting country after Turkey and Pakistan.